I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
The show.
Yes, here it is once again, time for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Your favorite old geezer here to talk about all that cool tech stuff that you really love to play with, I know. Dude, things are happening at the website. I got something fixed this week that was causing some problems. So if you got on the blog here recently, and it was slow as molasses, it just wasn't working. I had to build a whole new database server. And dude, I'm talking about a whole big new machine, you know what I mean? 2 gigabytes of RAM, 2 gigahertz processor, you know, the whole nine yards. Just for the database! That's because you people have been just eating up my bandwidth and looking at the site and crawling all over it, and I love it! I do, I want you to do that all the time. That would be awesome. Anyway, here's the thing. The website, you see, has gotten very active because there's a lot of stuff there now. It's been redesigned, as I have mentioned before. Has a new theme. I like it a lot. I keep tweaking it. You know, I had somebody say, "Hey, Doc, where's the picture of you, the cartoon dude, you know?" I said, "Oh, yeah, that's right." So I added him up there next to my cute little penguin on the laptop. So I'm there with my tongue sticking out going, "Nyeh." You know, over to one side, that's the old Dr. Bill logo. You know, as the years go by, I'll have to keep adding more and more gray. It just will keep getting grayer and grayer. Fortunately, I can do that with the GIMP. Yes, that's the graphics image manipulation program, the GIMP, which is, of course, open source and free. And I like that in a program. Anyway, so I've got that up there. I got it all gimped up correctly. And, what else is happening? I changed around a couple of the categories, and I added a few things, like I've got all the various podcasts of which I am either the lead or the guest, depending on whose podcast it is. Talk about the Dr. Bill Video Netcast, the Spirit of Faith podcast, the Traditional Naturopath podcast, and, of course, the Game Master's Bin Spin, where we get the spin from Ben's brain every week. And tune in for that. That's at binspin.com. Want to mention that because some folks are probably wondering, hey, where's the Game Master segment? Well, the Game Master segment just kept growing and growing and growing, and it kept pushing me further and further out until finally I was so crowded up against a wall I couldn't move anymore. And I said, dude, let's give you your own podcast, you know what I mean? So he spun off into the ether and became a podcaster in his own right and is now on the Blueberry Podcast Network, as I am. So you can enjoy us both looking at the Blueberry community. You know, Blueberry is more than just a list of podcasts. It's actually a community. Check it out.
Blueberry.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No ease. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Yes, indeed. That's BLUBRRY.com. And you can find the Game Master's podcast there, the Game Master's Ben Spin. Of course, you can find it at his website, BenSpin.com. And you can find me at the Blueberry.com website as well. And, of course, we are also very proud members of the Tech Podcast Network.
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
TechPodcasts.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
And on the Tech Podcast Network, we like to promo each other's podcast. So let's listen to a promo for the Geekazine. Now, how's that for a name for a podcast? The Geekazine. You get the idea that we're all kind of geeky, huh?
Hey, everybody. This is Jeffrey Powers with the Geekazine website, found at www.geekazine.com. You know, Geekazine is a weekly podcast produced every Wednesday, but we have so much more on the website, news and insights daily. And if you're a geek of a different kind, please drop me a line at geekazine@gmail.com. I'd really like to talk to you. Geekazine is a proud member of techpodcast.com. So remember, www.geekazine.com. Thanks for listening.
Oh, yeah, the Geekazine. Check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. It's one of those geeky things that the geek folks over at Tech Podcast Network are involved in. We're all just geeks deep down, you know? Okay, anyway, let me tell you more about what's happening over at the blog. I got into some of the features and kind of got digressed off in another direction. That happens to me quite a bit. I've got cool links there. I have a new feature down at the very bottom of... Okay, there's this sidebar, see, over on the right-hand side, and on the left-hand side of the sidebar that's on the right-hand side. Is that too confusing? Let's not get too confused here. That sidebar has two columns. One of those columns is on the left side, one is on the right side. Okay? You with me so far? If you look on the left side of the sidebar that's on the right side, does that make sense? I hope so. Then you will find at the very bottom one called Users Online. And it will show you live how many users are on the website. And if you go there and there's only one user on the website, guess what? That user is you. Dude. But occasionally you'll go there and it'll say 6 users. So there's other people looking at the website. You know, there may be 10. Who knows? I don't know. Anyway, check it out. It's a new feature just for fun. Another new feature over to the right side of that same location. Left, right. You know, these are hard concepts. Anyway, is a new login widget. We like widgets. That little widget there under the meta heading that looks like an eye with a little red mark in it is really the OpenID logon. If you have OpenID, then you can now log on to Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon website with your OpenID. Dude, how cool is that? And I've got an article about OpenID that we'll be talking about shortly when we get to the tech news portion of the podcast. So a lot is happening there on the website. I want to point out a couple other quick features. One is, if you have problems with our podcast live, quote, I know it's not really live, okay? It's just, the better word, I suppose, is on demand or streaming. Those are all terms that are actually more accurate than live. I'm used to thinking in terms of live broadcasting and taped broadcasting, so, you know, I confuse it occasionally. Cut me a break. Anyway, over on the right-hand side, right under the kind of logo thingy there at the top, the header, you'll see this little thing that says M3U Trouble, and you may say to yourself, the what? M3U? What is that? M3U is a format. And when you click on one of the icons that will play the podcast, if nothing happens for you, and you go, what happened? Then you can click on this little button here, M3U Trouble, and when you do, it'll pop up a little screen, and that screen will say, if you're having problems playing our streaming audio files, please be sure your file associations are set up correctly. Check the settings below. You like the FMDJ voice? I do that occasionally. Anyway, all of that information is there so that you can properly set up your file associations. Now you might say, well, why wouldn't they be set up right anyway? Well, most of the time they're going to be, okay? But occasionally you'll install some program that will screw up your file associations. That's the sound of it getting screwed up. And when that happens, you need to set them back appropriately. And in order to do that, you would need to know that bit of information. So that's helpful, I hope. Okay, next thing, right under the M3U Trouble button, there's an ad. Yes, I know, it's an ad. For Go to My PC. Now, I appreciate Citrix Systems. I almost said Cisco again. I'm really sorry about that. You know, hey, what do you know? Cisco, Citrix, they're very close to the same thing, but they're not. Because Citrix Systems is our sponsor I'll get it right one day, I promise. You'd think I would. I'm a Centric System Administrator at High Point Regional Health System. That's my day job. And so you'd think I'd know Citrix, upside down, right side, backwards, and forwards. And of course I do, but sometimes my tongue just jumps out of front of myself, and what am I going to do about that? Chase it down with a stick. Bang, bang, bang. That would hurt. Anyway, point being, Citrix Systems has a really neat program available, and that is GoToMyPC. Now, the whole point of GoToMyPC is you install that on a computer. You go somewhere else throughout the earth, and somewhere, wherever you are able to log on to another computer. Let's say even at an internet cafe, I don't know, whatever, at a friend's house. And you can, from that PC, across the internets, you can go over and connect to that system that has GoToMyPC installed upon it, and you can check your email, you can open up spreadsheets, you can do anything you would normally do, and you would see it right there on that other PC over in some foreign land somewhere across the planet, wherever you might be, and you'll be able to get back to that PC, which can be very, very important. So I would encourage you to check that out. If you click on this little link right here, this little animated widget there, that you can access your PC from anywhere for 30 days, absolutely free. 30-day free trial. Check it out. Also below that, as you know, we have our Shameless Commerce Center. Click here, takes you to the bottom of the page of the blog, and there you have all kinds of lovely sponsors who want you, of course, to click on their little logos, and that will be a good thing because it will help the doctor continue the silliness that is Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. All right, we've got some geek culture for you. I know you're saying it's about time, Doc, for some geek culture. I'm within a withdrawal, dude. Come on. Okay, here's the thing. This geek culture comes from that group we played a song from some weeks ago. It's a group called the Richter Scales. Yeah. And they're kind of an a cappella group. You know, a cappella is when you sing without music. Well, they have that kind of sound, except they also have music. So they're not really a cappella, but they sound like they would be if they didn't have music, but they do have music, so never mind. Anyway, the point is, this is a song that is near and dear to all of our hearts. It's about someone who gets a computer for the first time, gets an email account, and the email starts pouring in, and they start believing everything they read in the email. Listen, that's generally a bad idea. Okay, so this is the song from the Richter Scales, our geek culture for this week. It's called I've Got Mail.
I used to think my life had no good in it. And then I started surfing on the net. I started getting emails by the minute. From people that I hadn't even met. They seemed to know my problems in great detail. And promised the solutions would be found. Well, I followed the instructions in each email. And I waited for my life to turn around. Now I've got new hair, a new physique. I lost 12 pounds in just 1 week. Yeah, I got mail and I've got it made. And now my credit card is balance free. My mortgage rate is 0.3. Yeah, I got mail and I've got it made. My friends all think that I'm naive. It's a giant scam, they say. But the money from Nigeria, it just arrived the other day. So if you wanna kiss your cares goodbye, lay off, delete, hello, reply. Yeah, I got mail and I've got it made. Yeah, I got mail and I got it made. Yeah, I got mail and I got it made. Nude co-eds call me
on the phone and they ask me where I've been. But I don't need them anymore since my Russian bride flew in. Now she's a Mrs. Me and I'm Mr. Right since I grew 3 inches overnight. Yeah, yeah, I got mail and I've got it. Just give me the comp and I've got it. Yeah, I got mail and I've got it made.
Yeah. Well, what do you know? The Richter scales, those silly guys. They fooled me. That really was acapella all the way through. Their other song wasn't. See, that's what threw me. And, you know, I didn't pay that close attention to the song. So, till I played it just now. And guess what? It really was all acapella. Anyway, that's pretty strange, isn't it? Yes. Okay, let's go to the tech news. We have tech news this week. You know, it has been a rather active couple of weeks here. I guess CES and Macworld, it just kind of spilled out all kinds of stuff. And it gave us some things to talk about. So there are actually tech news items out on the blog. So let's look at the last one after the last, or the next one. The one after... the podcast we did last week. That was podcast number 120. That makes this podcast number 121. And I'm recording it on January the 26th of 2008. I have no idea when you're listening to it. You could be listening to it in the year 2010. Whoa. That's pretty wild, isn't it? That would make it time travel. Anyway, never mind. Sunbelt finds a pay... by phone PC extortion Trojan. Yes, let's untangle that, shall we? Basically what it's saying is this company, Sunbelt, discovered in the wild a Trojan that if it gets installed on your PC, will give you a screen that tells you, look, dude, call this number, and we will give you a code if you'll pay us $30. That's extortion! That's bad! So... don't do extortion, people. Don't write stupid Trojans. Don't write viruses, which I call viri because that's just the way I am. Anyway, don't do it. You know better. And also, don't open email attachments because if you open email attachments, you could get things like that, and that would be bad. Whoa! That's the drum roll for the Geek Software of the Week, and this week's Geek Software of the Week is a program called WinVI. Do you know what VI is? You do if you're a Linux geek or a Unix person. Yes, VI is an editor, an editor that is much beloved by Linux and Unix people, or much hated. If you came from the WYSIWYG world of editing... and are used to something like Notepad, where you can just type stuff in and move your cursor around and click on things and bold things and do all kinds of crazy stuff like that, you're going to look at VI and go, what in the world is this thing? Because it's a command prompt editor. But it's a very powerful command prompt editor, and once you learn VI, you'll be amazed at how functional it really is and how much you can do with it. But there are those people who need to practice their VIing, if that's a word, and they don't have Linux handy to get in and type VI to a, you know, a file and actually edit it that way. So this dude wrote this WinVI program, which is a Windows version of VI, the VI editor. It has all the various features and things that you can do with it, and you can actually practice your VIing right there on the editor. Cool. All right, next item, the Dr. Bill website that we just discussed a few moments ago at drbill.cc, cc, of course, for computer curmudgeon. That website now supports OpenID. Now, you might say to yourself, you might say, what in the world is OpenID? Well, here's what it is. The idea of OpenID is that it eliminates the need for multiple usernames across different websites. You see. So let's say you go log in at widget.com. You might have to create an account. You might call it Dr. Bill. But then somebody might say, dude, I've already got Dr. Bill. So you go, oh man, I don't want to be Dr. Bill 02. So you say, okay, I'll use Dr. Bill Bailey. And then you go, yeah, there's already somebody there, so Dr. Bill Bailey. Now, what are the chances of that? But then again, they might be. So you think, okay, I'll be Dr. Bill Bailey .03402O_302. That's a bummer, dude, okay? So here's the idea. Instead of creating a different persona at each website and then trying to scratch your head and remembering, now, who am I on this website? The idea is you create an open ID, and then all the websites that support OpenID will take that account as the account to log into that website. What a cool idea, dude! So anyway, how do you get an OpenID? You might ask yourself, how do I get one? Well, there are lots of OpenID providers. There are some fairly well-known ones, like, for instance, Technorati. That's fairly well-known. Yahoo! Yahoo! Anyway, AOL. I mean, there's all kinds of people. AOL. Give me a break. Right. Like you'd really use an AOL account. Anyway, never mind. The point is, there's lots of people that provide OpenID. I've got an OpenID that I got from My OpenID. Isn't that cool that they have one called My OpenID? MyOpenID.com is at MyOpenID.com. MyOpenID.com. If you go there, sign in. It's absolutely free. No obligation. No little fine print. You just sign in, create your account, and you can even put your little picture, like my little Dr. Bill picture with a little tongue going, meh. Put that out there. And then if you go to the website that gets created when you sign that in, which in my case would be drbill.myopenid.com. Yes, that's in other words, instead of the www, put Dr. Bill because that would be mine. You'll see my little picture there because that's my OpenID kind of anchor, you might say. Now, from that, I can log into websites that support OpenID without me having to create an account at each website. That's just such a cool idea. So, I decided to support it on my blog, drbill.cc. There you go. All right, next item, a service called Vudu, V-U-D-U. Don't you love these names that they come up with on the internet because they've run out of words that actually make sense? I'm sure somebody already has VOODOO.com, and it probably isn't a good thing, you know what I mean? Anyway, so they came up with one called Vudu, V-U-D-U. It is kind of cute and short. Anyway, and so Vudu competes with Apple TV. Now, for those of you that aren't in the know, Apple TV is this little box doohickey that sits on top of your TV. You plug it into the internet, and you connect to iTunes, and you play programs like DrBill.TV. That's DrBill.TV. Yes, I know, shameless promotion. Anyway, you go there, you click that, and it plays through the Apple TV box into your TV, and you can watch TV through the internet. How cool is that? Well, a lot of people are getting the idea that that's a pretty good idea. And so, Vudu is coming along to compete with the Apple TV. Pretty neat there. Competition. We like that in America. It's called capitalism. It's called competition. It's called the American way. Fly the flag and play the band. And I should have music going, dun, 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 but I don't. And I just make it up as I go along. So what do I know? Anyway, the point is, next item. Next item is Dig redoes how articles get promoted. Now, if you're familiar with Dig, Dig has an algorithm. I love that word. Algorithm has a rhythmic tone to it, doesn't it? Algorithm. Anyway, has that built into itself so that when people promote things on Dig, they can dig it up or dig it down, and as they do that, it jockeys for position. You see, like a jockey jockeying for position on a horse. Yeah, you get the image. Anyway, the point is, it keeps moving up or down, and the videos and blog entries and various things across the internet that people put on Dig get up in popularity with the number of digs or promoted down. Do you promote down? I guess you dig down, dig up, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, they're changing the methodology by which articles get promoted because Dig is kind of being taken over these days by a lot of different things. Not the least of which is people who are either for Ron Paul for president, or they're against Scientology. Now, personally, I'm all for them being against Scientology, because this is the craziest, weirdest thing I've ever heard of. But anyway, never mind, I don't want to get into that. The point is, there's a lot of people kind of taking over Dig, and so Dig is saying, dude, we got to do something about this. Kevin Rose is in the back room going, oh, man, what are we going to do, man? Come on, we got to think of something. So they're redesigning the algorithms that design, that move, that do things in the... Yeah, anyway, check out the article. It'll make more sense than I do. Not too hard, huh? Anyway, the point is, next item, Raw Voice Media launches podcast FAQ. FAQ. FAQ is one of those internet-y words. It means frequently asked questions, F-A-Q, but people have taken to calling it FAQ. F-A-Q, FAQ. You gotta put the K on the end. Anyway, that FAQ, you see, it's kinda like facts. You know? F-A-C-T-S, facts. Anyway, I digress. The point is, Podcast FAQ is this cool site. PodcastFact.com, check it out, because you will find all kinds of information about what a podcast is, how it's made, what you can use to produce one, what you can do to listen to one, the podcast directories, the podcast communities, the whole podcasting world is kind of captured there on PodcastFact.com. It's yet another production of Raw Voice Media. That's Raw Voice Media, Todd Cochran and company, out to take over the internet with their podcasting technology. You know, they're a bunch of cool guys over there. I'm not making fun of you, Todd, believe me. Anyway, the point is, I really like these guys. They're cool, they're geeky, and I like their ethics. And I know I'm silly and I do silly things, but I'm serious here. I like their ethics. I like the fact that they have clean, family-friendly podcasts at techpodcast.com. So, seriously, check out techpodcast.com, because you'll find good technical information, and it will be clean. You can play it for your little six-year-old girl if you want to, you know? So, cool stuff. Lots of things happening. Lots of stuff going to be happening. DrBill.tv, check that out, because I'm always doing new techie video netcasts that are fun to do, and I'm always trying to improve my technology, and before too long, hopefully, I'll get a new studio and it will look even cooler to watch. I'm hoping that will happen soon. That would be a good thing. So, we're just about out of time. Somehow or another, you've managed to blow another 30 minutes, roughly. It's 27 minutes, 23, 24, 25 seconds into the podcast. But you've managed to blow that much time. But you've had fun doing it, haven't you? You're sitting there kind of grinning to yourself, like, that Dr. Bill, man, he's kind of weird, isn't he? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, you enjoy it. You know you do. Come on, just admit it. Come on, admit it. Yeah, there you go. See, doesn't that feel better now that you've admitted it? Well, there's that music. Yep, I hear it right there. It is. That means it's time to say... The doctor is out of here!